Good and Erev Shabbos to all you young ladies out there. We are on Yudches Tammuz, the day after Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. We are Parshas Pinchas during the summer. We should all be healthy, we should all be safe from COVID and all other problems. We are learning Parshas Pinchas, which is actually a continuation of what started in Balak. There was a terrible Avera that Klal Yisrael did, which was initiated from Bilam HaRasha, and Klal Yisrael unfortunately sinned to the fact that there was a Magefa of 24,000 that died from it. Who stopped the Magefa? Pinchas. Now, Pinchas was the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKohen, but at this time he was not a Kohen yet. The Kahuna was given to all future children born to Aaron. Pinchas was already born. Pinchas goes to his Rebbe Moshe, and it's a lesson for us to know. First thing we do is we ask a Shaila. He said, Rebbe, we don't act without asking. He asked his Rebbe, a Shaila, didn't you teach us that someone who does this Avera should be killed? Moshe said, you're right. You suggested it, go and do it. And Pinchas took a romach, resh mem ches, a romach, a spear, killed Cusbi and Zimri, and the Gemara and the Medrash talk about whether 6 or 12 miraculous nisim were done for them. The Parsha ends with the end of the Magefa. And then Parsha's Pinchas starts again with the same situation. Again talking about Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. And then we have another pasuk, Lachein Amar, please say, who are we saying anything to? We don't know. Hinnini Nisin is Brisi Shalom. I'm giving him the Bris of Shalom. Why Shalom? So the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says Pinchas is Elazar, is Eliyahu HaNavi, and he's going to live forever. So the Shalom is peace between Pinchas and the Malach HaMavis. But I saw a beautiful pshat. Pinchas was terrified that since he killed someone, he wouldn't be allowed to duchen. Why not? Because every action that we do in life has a hashpa. It has a leaves an everlasting mark on ourselves. And Pinchas was worried. The fact that he killed, even though it was L'shem Shemayim, would affect him and he wouldn't be able to duchen. As a Kayan, he should be allowed to duchen. Therefore, Hashem says, Hinnini Nisan Leis Brisi Shalom, I'm going to give you the bracha of Shalom, Berchas Kahuna, the bracha of, that we say in Shemana Esrei, goes right before the bracha of Sim Shalom. But the point number one that I'd like to make is every action that we do has a hashpa. Anything that we see, anything that we hear has some hashpa on us. Point number two is we mentioned that Pinchas took a romach, a spear. Some say romach is Reish Mem Ches, 248, which is the number of Kriyashma with Kel Melech Naaman. But I saw a beautiful pshat from the Chesed Lavram. Chesed Lavram says that Romach is the same letters as Rachem, to have mercy. Pinchas, even though he did an act of killing, he did it with mercy because he understood that in order to save Klal Yisrael, he has to do this act of killing Zimri and Cusbi. The Chesed Lavram, the Radomska Rebbe, says that we have to understand this in life. When a Rebbe or a Mora scream at you, you did something wrong, it's being done, there's an act, and there's a machshava. The machshava can be done with ava, but the act sometimes has to be done, a strict act. For instance, the Rambam says, Emir Hashem, all of you will have children, and sometimes you have to get angry at your children, even though kas is such a terrible midah. Right? We have to show our anger, we don't necessarily have to be angry. A very important lesson for mothers to be. And one last point that we have to think about is that in this week's parsha, Moshe asked Hashem should appoint a new leader to take over because he knew he was going to die. Why is it Moshe's tefillahs were always accepted, and in this case, they weren't? Yifkar Hashem, choose for us a ruler, Ker Ruchais, someone who's going to lead Klal Yisrael. So I saw an incredible medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. He waited too long to daven. He waited till Parshas Veschanan to daven. When we need something, whether we need a shidduch, whether we need good luck on a test, whether we need whatever we want that we need, we always need things. Right? We daven right away. Don't push off till tomorrow what you can do today, especially when it comes to Avodas HaKadosh. May you all have a wonderful Gebenchta Shabbos, and may we all see the Gula together. B'mehar v'yameinu.